This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Prime Minister of Greece is meeting creditor countries today, with each side expecting a new financial rescue proposal from the other following voter rejection of the last set of conditions. Banks remain closed in Greece, with people limited to the equivalent of $66 a day per ATM card. And strict curbs on money flowing into and out of the country are a problem in Greece and beyond, where vendors may not be getting paid. Some are trying to be flexible. Zach Bouzen-Kaloustian is director of support at New York-based cloud computing provider DigitalOcean.
We looked at the circumstances that were going on in Greece and understood that customers would have a tough time paying their bill on July 1. So we proactively sent out an email to several thousand customers saying, hey, we understand your financial situation. You may or may not be able to pay us. Either way is okay. We will monitor the situation.
In Greece, much of the world of online commerce is closed to people now. Marketplace's Adrian Hill picks up the story.
These are dark days for Greek consumers. Bank closures, cash shortages, and capital controls. The restrictions are meant to keep Greeks from sending their money overseas, but they also mean Greek credit cards can't be used to make payments outside the country.
It's an unfortunate restriction on the ability of Greek consumers to shop online and outside of Greece.
Jason Oxman is the CEO of the Electronic Transactions Association.
Generally speaking, it takes Greek customers outside of the global commerce world.
A place few people want to be. There are reports of blocked iTunes purchases, cloud storage services being canceled when the credit card on file doesn't work. In a statement, PayPal says its wallets can no longer be funded from Greek accounts. Mary Monahan is with Javelin Strategy and Research.
It's definitely affecting consumers who are trying to do any kind of cross-border transacting.
And in today's global economy, that's a whole lot of people. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.